Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson is a multifaceted guitar shop offering guitar instruction, new and used guitars and amplifiers, and all accessories. Instead of experiencing the total hassle of a big box store or a snarky boutique, take the scenic drive to Fort Atkinson and experience what total customer satisfaction is all about. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. We love guitars.
Welcome to another edition of Crazy Talk at SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers. So, we haven't done Crazy Talk for a while. I apologize. Been kind of busy, but one thing I realized today is that I don't have to edit these clips or bleep them anymore. And boy, have we got a show for you today. We'll start out with Alex Jones talking about China.
The world's in the greatest danger ever, and the Democratic Party and the Republican establishment are lined up, showing weakness in the face of all this garbage, and that's why the communist Chinese, the biggest mass murderers in history, don't respect us. Because the Democratic Party and snot-nosed people like the Intel deputy head, Adam Schiff over there, are scumbags. You think having all those fairies and pansies up there with little chicken necks running around attacking our president all day makes us look strong? It makes us look weak. Doesn't matter, we've got 10-to-1 nuclear weapons against China. Those crazy people have proven they'll go to war. They're completely psycho like Kim Jong-un on power trips. So if China keeps pushing, the only option is full commitment to hit China preemptively. That's the only way to survive this nuclear war, and Trump knows it. And Russia has already been told they better stand down. The United States is preparing to nuke China. So get ready, assholes. All of you wanted it, you're going to get it. Turn that off. God damn it.
Yeah. Well, it's true. Chinese government is a little crazy. Kim Jong-un, kind of crazy. But Alex Jones, he's certifiably crazy. All right, we'll get back to Alex Jones at the end of this segment today. Brian Fisher. Brian Fisher is a right-wing preacher and broadcaster, and he is really, really mad at you gays today. Listen to this.
Conversation lately about cultural appropriation, and people are saying, look, you can't use a Native Indian as a mascot. That's cultural appropriation. That's improper. You can't wear cornrows if your skin color is, because that's cultural appropriation. That's bad. Kim Kardashian hit the other day because she was wearing a hairstyle, apparently, that comes from another culture. You can't do that, Kim. That's cultural appropriation. You're stealing something that belongs to somebody else. You're appropriating it for yourself. That's bad. That's wrong. So I got to thinking about that. There's a lot of conversation about the rainbow flag over the weekend. And it occurred to me that the worst example of cultural appropriation in history is the LGBT community stealing the rainbow from God. The rainbow is God's. God invented the rainbow. Look at Genesis 9, 11 to 17. He invented it. It's his thing. He put it in the sky as a promise that he would never again destroy the earth through a flood. Are you listening, Al Gore? Al Gore, you do not need to worry about the planet being destroyed by floodwaters. Why? Because God has put his rainbow in the sky to let you and everybody else on planet Earth know, I'm never going to do that again. I did it once. It served its purpose. I'm not going to do it again. So anyway, that was my tweet. That was it. Worst example of cultural appropriation ever. LGBT stole the rainbow from God. It's his. He invented it, Genesis 9, 11 to 17. And then my tagline is, give it back. Saying to the LGBT community, look, you're using something that doesn't belong to you. That's cultural appropriation. You guys are all about being culturally hip and trendy. You know cultural appropriation is a bad thing. You've culturally appropriated something that doesn't belong to you, belongs to God. It's his idea. Now you need to give it back.
Give it back. The rainbow's been stolen. Didn't they really steal the rainbow from Jesse Jackson? I got to think that Jesse Jackson was using his rainbow push coalition before gays used the rainbow for, I don't know, a logo, whatever. The other thing I have to say is that Don't rainbows often appear after heavy, soaking rains and the sun peeks through? And doesn't that frequently happen after flooding? If you live in California right now where that dam's about to break, I kind of think you might have a different view on that rainbow. But anyway, maybe when the gays give the rainbow back, everything's going to be okay. All right, number three, Coach Dave. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer he's a YouTube star. And he usually has a baseball hat on with a cross on it. And I don't know, he was some kind of coach at some point. And he is really, really a religious fanatic. And he's a hater. He's a big old hater. Well, this time, he isn't so happy about Israel. And this is a little unusual because normally I always say that there are some on the far left that love Jews but aren't crazy about Israel. And there are some on the far right that love Israel but don't really like Jews all that much. Well, Dobenmeyer appears to have disdain for Jews and Israel.
And I'm trying to help you people to understand, all of my friends out there to understand, folks, the Jews are lost. We talked about that yesterday. The Jews are lost. Donald Trump's number one advisor, from what I understand, is his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Hey, Sarge, think Jared Kushner's got the Holy Spirit? No. Why? Jared Kushner is a Jew. He's a Jew. Donald Trump's daughter, what's her name? Ivanka. She converted to Judaism. All right? So Donald Trump has around him, again, Coach, watch what you say here, those who love Israel. And I love Israel, too. I'm just trying to figure out what Israel is. Who Israel is, and is it part of the great deception that's coming upon the United States?
Ilanka?
We're hearing from the
Democrats. Ilanka? Ilanka? What's he talking about there, Ilanka? But he doesn't hate Jews, and he doesn't hate Israel. Finally today, it's not often that I repeat the same nut job in crazy talk, but this week we will. After this break at slysoffice.com.
Injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh.
When you hire a lawyer to help you with your personal injury, you want to know that you'll have that lawyer's personal attention. With John and I, that's exactly what you'll get. With many firms, the lawyer that you see in the ad is not the lawyer who is going to be representing you in the case.
One of the differences with Mike and my practice is that when you hire us, you'll have us personally involved in your case.
Call injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh at 257-5661 for the personal attention you deserve.
Welcome back to Crazy Talk at slysoffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers and other great sponsors like Madison Computer Works, AMS, the Axley Law Firm, SNR Remodeling, and many others. All right, so Alex Jones was number four. Then Brian Fisher was number three. Dave Dobenmeyer was number two. Coming back at number one, and I discovered this. I was just going to play three today. But I discovered this, and it's Alex Jones at his absolute craziest. Here is Alex Jones in what I would call epic rant.
Democrats, both in the House and Senate, is red baiting.
That's on drugs.
Fear-mongering.
You
know, it is well beyond the point of recklessness, whether it is Adam Schiff who has maligned me or whether it is Senator Mark Warner or whether it is Senator John McCain. But let me tell you something, Alex. These guys are pussies. They talk a tough game. We're gonna get Roger Stone in front of the committee. Gentlemen, ladies. I am ready. I am more than ready.
Like, let me say this right now. Let me tell, I'm not against gay people. Okay? I love them. They're great folks. But Schiff looks like the archetypal cocksucker with those little deer in the headlight eyes and all his stuff. And there's something about this fairy hopping around, bossing everybody around, trying to intimidate people like me and you. I want to tell Congressman Schiff and all the rest of them, hey, listen, asshole, quit saying Roger and I. And I never used cussing in 22 years, but the gloves are off. Listen, you son of a bitch. What the fuck's your problem? You want to sit here and say that I'm a goddamn fucking Russian? You get in my face with that, I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch. You piece of shit. You fucking goddamn fucker. Listen, fuckhead. You have fucking crossed the line. Get that through your goddamn fucking head. Stop pushing your shit. You're the people that have fucked this country over and gang raped the shit out of it and lost an election. So stop shooting your mouth off claiming I'm the enemy. You got that, you goddamn son of a bitch? Fill your hand. I'm sorry, but I'm done. You start calling me a foreign agent, those are fucking fighting words. Excuse me.
Not that it matters, but Adam Schiff is a married man with two children. He is not gay. Although West Hollywood is in his district, so one never knows. Now, Alex Jones has come under a lot of fire since that little rant with Roger Stone. And he's come up with a new excuse when he goes off the rails. He was calling that art performance and that he really wasn't threatening any violence. So that was art performance. Again, two people that Donald Trump holds in high esteem, Roger Stone and Alex Jones, working together to bring us all to one. E pluribus unum. And that is it this week for Crazy Talk, brought to you by the United Steelworkers at SlysOffice.com.
SlysOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Making stuff matters. Because when we make things in America, America makes it. American workers and families make it. Our communities make it. Consider this. For every one manufacturing job in our communities, five more jobs are supported. Manufacturing jobs pay an average of 10 to 50% more than service sector jobs. That allows working families to support their local businesses, schools, emergency services, and more. Creating 2.5 million new manufacturing jobs would mean at least $100 billion for our economy over the next decade. Domestic manufacturing is the green economy. It's among the cleanest, most efficient, and productive in the world. That's why the United Steelworkers and our more than 1 million members and retirees are fighting so hard to protect and grow manufacturing. Because making stuff really does matter. Join our fight. Visit usw.org and like us at facebook.com/steelworkers. Support American manufacturing. Buy American. Buy Union.